he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. How's Leatherhead this morning?
Oh, Leatherhead's fine. It's a lovely, lovely day here today.
Okay. Good, good. Yeah,
it's
plenty
lovely,
of autumn.
It's a lovely. What's it like at Woking?
Plenty of autumn sunshine, but it did feel a bit colder, actually, this morning, first thing.
It was a bit chilly, yeah, I've been starting to have the heating on. Have you put your heating on yet, John?
So, you've got your heating on. Simon earlier told us his heating's gone on. I haven't yet. I was tempted last night. I haven't yet, but I'm thinking in the next few days I may well do, if it continues the way it is.
Well, yeah, because it's going to start getting chilly now.
Well,
so
yeah. As it should.
What Simon said.
Yeah, as it should, heading towards November. So what have you been up to then, Shay? What's been going on in your world?
Well, I've been walking around Leatherhead as usual.
Okay.
And I've been just sort of walking.
Have you been avoiding kebab shops? This is what we need to know.
Yeah, I have definitely. The first sort of night out yesterday, I hadn't been out for over a week, so he's been a good boy. Really?
Oh, okay. So no kebabs over a week. I mean, this is impressive. So you went to the pub last night and had a bit of socialising.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah. Oh, that was good. I only went for 2 pints, and then when I got back home, I spoke to you, John.
Oh, there you go. Come back, phone me. Drunken phone calls. Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you going for your Sunday roast later?
I am indeed.
Good, good. Down the Running Horse, which is a lovely pub in Leatherhead. So have you decided what you're going for today?
I'll go for the usual lamb, chicken, beef, that sort of thing,
I love lamb. I think lamb's amazing. I know members of my family can't stand it, but I'm like, yeah, lambs, I love it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, you love it.
I love it. I actually love it. Yeah, apparently.
You slept that one in, John.
I did. This is what Shay reckons that I say apparently quite a lot. So apparently I'd say apparently quite a lot, apparently.
You do.
Yeah,
that's the first time you said it this morning. I'll let
you go. I managed 2 and a bit hours without saying it. So there you go. You're going to go cold turkey on your kebabs. I'm going to stop saying apparently.
Well, that'd be, it's a little bit early yet, but you never know. It's, there's always something like that for the new year, really. But, it's very early, but it won't be long.
No, Christmas is coming, isn't it? Have you given in and bought Christmas stuff yet? Have you, mince pies and all that kind of stuff?
No, I haven't even made a start of Christmas shopping yet, John, so I'll have to get round to doing that.
Well, you've got plenty of time. Do you know, I know people that have literally done all their Christmas shopping by the end of September, all wrapped up. The problem is, if I did that, I'd forget where things were and I'd forget what was in each parcel. I'd have to unwrap it all to work out what it was. So just go and buy it in December and then you know. That's what I say.
I know. I'm one of these people that did the Christmas shopping last thing. Are you, John?
Yes, I am very, very guilty of that. Last minute, Christmas Eve, going down to petrol station, fighting someone for the last box of chocolates. That'll be me.
Yeah, you're exactly the same as me.
And then in January, my birthday, of course, is the end of January, so that's perfect, because everyone can go and buy stuff in the sales or get rid of their old Christmas gifts. My birthday present, it's brilliant.
That's right, yeah, because your birthday's in January, John.
It is, right at the end of January, so just far enough away, I think, from Christmas to make it a different event. So, yeah. So what's coming up for you in the next week then, Shay? What's going on with you in Leatherhead? What are you going to be up to?
Well, I'll have my usual support. I'll have Cindy, of course, that I
back
see every
holidays.
Day.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing Cindy every day next week, so I'll be seeing her today and then tomorrow I've got my own show.
Yes.
On the other radio station.
I was waiting for you to try and sneak that little plug in there, but we can mention that. So Surrey Hills Community Radio, where you do your show Back Through the Years with Shay. So what have you got on? It's tomorrow at 2 o'clock, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. That, 2 o'clock.
So what you got on the show tomorrow?
We got the usual sort of mixture of 80s, and then in about 2 weeks' time, we got a Halloween special.
Oh, that's quite scary. I love Halloween because it means I have to be dusting because the cobwebs are Halloween decorations, so I can get away with it. It's fine.
Yeah, so we've got a Halloween special, so you'll probably be hearing some of the famous songs and that.
Okay.
So That'll be good, but I'm not going to sort of give away too much.
Well, I'm thinking Thriller, I'm thinking, is it the Automatic? What's that coming over the hill? Those kind of songs.
Those kind of, that type of song.
Monster Mash, you got to play Monster Mash.
Well, talking about that, I've got that on the playlist, so I'll be playing that, and then Thriller. Thriller will start the show off, and then bit of other songs and that, you know.
Okay, so that's tomorrow afternoon. And actually, in the Wokey News and Mail, there's a great write-up about Lee, who's been with us on Radio Woking. He's just started his show on Surrey Hills Radio, and he's really, you know, he's doing well. He's the second visually impaired presenter. You're the first. So what does it
that's
mean
right.
for you, a visual impairment, to do radio? What does that mean to you?
Well, it's a good bit of fun. Like, you know, you'll enjoy it. It's really... You know, it's nerve-wracking to start off with, to start off with, but like everything else, it can be.
Yeah, and this is what we've been hearing today, you know, from the conversations around BSL Fest, you know, hearing people doing what they want to do, and, you know, we heard from the deaf photographer, deaf artist, you know, just because you have a disability, it doesn't mean that you can't do things, you know, you have every right to do things, and you can do what you want to do.
Exactly, yeah, you can.
Absolutely.
But you sounded the day like you had a really good day there, John.
It was really good, actually, and it was a bit of an eye-opening experience, because I was, you know, talking to people from the deaf community, sometimes via interpreters, and it was really, really handy, because I had the interpreter sort of in amongst the crowds in the high street in Guildford, so you sort of grab one and, you know, you can get the interpretation, which is great for doing the interviews. But hearing the barriers, you know, the fact that people were told as in their childhood, you know, not to sign, people are told that, well, they find barriers around, you know, intercom systems and car parks, and there's so many barriers, but hopefully, you know, this is raising awareness of that, and things can improve.
Yeah, definitely. Have you been to something like that before, John?
I haven't. It was in Woking last year. This is the second one.
That's
and
right,
I gather from what the organiser Claire was saying, it's going to be in Manchester actually next year. So, you know, it's going national.
It's a good little thing that they do every year, because it's
really
very
good. Really good. And really important as well. Yeah.
Definitely. So, apart from Sunday roast today, though, John, I'm not up to anything else today.
There you go, chilled out Sundays, have your roast, and then chill out on the sofa afterwards.
Well, chill out on the sofa. Be careful, whatever you do, as the saying goes, whatever you do, don't nod, John.
Yeah, don't start falling asleep. Well, it's a Sunday. I mean, if you had a decent amount of food, you know, in your belly, you can doze off, it's fine, we'll let you.
Well, that's fine, yes, because I was talking to, before you phoned me, I was talking to Chris Stretch, so he says hello.
Oh, okay. Chris is one of the other... Yeah, so we're just coming on to plug another radio station. We love this show. I love your style. Well, you've got to, and we all work together.
We do.
Absolutely. Well, good to talk to you, Shay, as always. Have a lovely Sunday roast, won't you?
I certainly will. So just remind people, the sunny sessions on the Wednesday on Radio Woking.
Yes, at 9 o'clock.
It's Radio Explosion, that's right.
It is, and that's after my breakfast show as well. Thank you, Shay. So you can plug stuff on this radio station as well. This is good to know. Okay, we will let you go and get ready for your Sunday roast and your lamb and everything else and making us all hungry, so thanks for that. And we'll catch up with you next Sunday.
I will do. Have a good day,
Thank
everyone.
You. See you. There we go. There's Shay from Leatherhead. Great to catch up with Shay on a Sunday.